You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prostate cancer is one of the biggest killers of men in New Zealand, a deadly disease that affects 1 in 8 Kiwi men. To raise funds for research and provide support for people impacted by this disease, the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Aotearoa has announced the fifth running of Pedal for Prostate, a cycling fundraiser. This event will be held at Hampton Downs Motorsport Park on March the 13th, 2022. Christina spoke to the foundation's CEO, Peter Dickens, about the event and the work the foundation does to support those affected by prostate cancer.
Firstly, what is Pedal for Prostate?
Pedal for Prostate is one of the major fundraising and awareness events that the Prostate Cancer Foundation of New Zealand holds every year. It's a chance to get your bike, get out to Hampton Downs, which is a world-class motorsport track, and you have the opportunity to ride around it and also raise funds and raise awareness of prostate cancer. It's a four-hour event, and you can do it either as an individual or in a team, and it's an awful lot of fun.
What's the history behind Pedal for Prostate?
Pedal for Prostate's been going for about 5 years now, and it's really ingrained itself as a major event for the Prostate Cancer Foundation, but also a major event for cyclists and others who are looking for a challenge that's just a bit beyond the norm. Next year, we're running it on the 13th of March. And there are all sorts of things that you can try and do with it. I was just having a look at the numbers just before, and it's a 3.8-kilometre track, and apparently, to date, the fastest lap that we've been able to get out of someone going round was 3 minutes and 28 seconds, which, if my maths is right, means that they were going at about 65 kilometres an hour, averaging 65 kilometres an hour around the track. It's open. I suspect that this might have been one of the e-bikes. The challenge is open to anyone with either a standard road bike or mountain bike, but also to e-bike competitors as well. So there's really something for everyone with it.
There's also another Pedal for Prostate in Highlands. Is there any difference between this one and the Hampton Downs one?
Well, this the concept is exactly the same, but this is the first time that we've gone down to the South Island. It's by popular demand. It is a really big cycling community down there, and of course Highlands is also a world-class track. And it's slightly different to Hamptons. I believe it's flatter. So we could see some real competition, some friendly rivalry between the two tracks as to how they do in terms of fundraising for the cause, but also how they do in terms of the competitors that are racing around the tracks.
Because this is such an important cause, do we expect some high-profile faces to make an appearance?
Yeah, we do. We're hoping to. Well, I mean, at both of them, I guess the. Our master of ceremonies, if you like, the senior person that we have on the track is multiple world masters cycling champion Jim McMurray. He's got quite a name for himself. He's competed overseas and in New Zealand and is quite simply one of the best masters cyclists in the world. We're also hoping to get some of our ambassadors down there, like Buck Shelford and a few others that will at both of the events. That'll help us raise the awareness of it and also add a bit of fun on the day.
This sounds like a really fun event and quite a good way to boost morale.
It is a fun event, but there's a really serious message behind it. Prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men in New Zealand. Over 3,500 men are diagnosed every year, and unfortunately, tragically, over 650 die. A fact that a lot of people don't know is that more men get prostate cancer than women get breast cancer. And there are about 42,000 men living with prostate cancer in New Zealand. And what we do, and what the whole point of Pedal for Prostate is to help us raise money to conduct research into finding treatments for the disease and new ways of approaching it. But also we provide support services, a range of support services to thousands of men each year across the country. And those support services are vital. We can't do that without the kind of funds raised that we will through Pedal for Prostate, both in the North and the South Islands.
How does the Prostate Cancer Foundation work with researchers?
Well, we have a... in terms of research, we solicit applications from researchers around the country every year, and they come to us with ideas about how they think they can shift the dial on in various areas. One area, of course, is diagnosis. So that involves imaging and new ways of biopsying men to find out whether they actually have prostate cancer treatments. Unfortunately, you know, particularly if the cancer is a little bit advanced, the side effects of treatment can be quite significant for men that are diagnosed with prostate cancer. And so we like to look at projects that improve treatments as well. And then we also look at after treatment, people who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer but are also living with it, who either may be living with metastatic disease, and that's called cancer survivorship. And we look at that, basically how you can live your best life being someone that's been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
What can you tell us about the support networks in place for survivors of prostate cancer?
We do a number of things. We have an 0800 information line, which gets about 80 inquiries a month. We also have an online forum, and that has about 400 interactions a week from men who are looking to connect with other people that are going through the same thing as they are. We have a network right across the country, from the far north to the far south, of over 40 support groups that get together and they share information, and they have presentations from experts in prostate cancer to help them through their journey. And also, we've just launched a counselling service for men and those around them affected by a prostate cancer diagnosis that are experiencing emotional distress, and that's free counselling from registered practitioners. A diagnosis of prostate cancer just doesn't affect just the man. It affects the whole family, and it's often referred to also as a couple's cancer. Couples tend to go through this journey together, and it's really important that we provide them with all of the support that they need to get through this as best they can.
Well, it sounds like a really exciting event for an incredible cause.
Yeah, grab your bike and get out to Hampton Downs. It'll be a blast.
That was Prostate Cancer Foundation CEO Peter Dickens on the Pedal for Prostate fundraiser. And if you would like to know more, you can get all the information and sign up for the event by visiting www.pedalforprostate.org.nz and give your support to Kiwi men with prostate cancer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.